And joining us now is Mark Myers. Mark, what's going on in the world of finances today?
Well, I'll tell you, it was a crazy day yesterday. The market started out in the morning going way up, then they started heading south in the afternoon. And the reason behind that was when we started up was because we got April existing home sales numbers, and they were very good looking. We saw existing home sales increase 3.4% in the month of April from the previous month. And April sales figures reversed two straight monthly declines and were 10% above the same month last year, and that marks the 10th consecutive month of year-over-year sales growth. So we are getting some good numbers from the housing market, and also we saw last week that weekly mortgage applications were up 3.8%, so there are a lot of people out there applying for mortgages. But around noonish, the market started heading south, and that was basically because fears of Greece started to emerge again. And everyone's still kind of sitting on the fence wondering if Greece is actually going to stay in the euro or not, and if they don't, that could cause a lot of problems over there, and it could spread to the United States some too. Nobody knows at this point how bad that could be. But if you think interest rates are low here in the United States, you ought to look at Germany, because the EU, European Union, which makes up 27 different countries, Germany is the most fiscally sound country in the EU, and a lot of people are putting their money in the EU bonds, which is basically equivalent to the U.S. Treasury. And our two-year United States Treasury currently yields 0.3% interest, and over there in Germany, their bonds yield an average of 0.07% interest on a two-year bond. So they're very low interest rates over there. Now, as far as individual stocks, we saw Facebook shares fall again yesterday. They fell about 9%. Their stock is down about 18% from their IPO price of $38. The stock's trading about $31 currently. And we did get a lot of earnings numbers yesterday. We saw Medtronic, which is one of the largest stent makers in the world. Their earnings jumped 28% with revenue topping analyst expectations. They reported earnings of 99 cents a share, and Wall Street was looking for only 98 cents a share. Then we saw Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren came out with a great earnings number, and they actually doubled their dividend amount they pay shareholders. They said that their fourth quarter earnings profit climbed 29%. They reported earnings of 99 cents a share. Wall Street was looking for only 85 cents a share in earnings. The revenue increased 13%. Now we're going to see Dell shares get clobbered this morning. Looks like they're down about 8% after reporting their earnings announcement last night. They reported earnings of 43 cents a share, and analysts were looking for 46 cents a share. Now we see all these different PC makers struggling with slowing demand as mobile devices such as Apple's iPad erode their market share. Other companies we saw, PetSmart, the pet products retailer, posted earnings of 85 cents a share. Wall Street was looking for only 73 cents a share, and that stock is up this morning. And that apparel retailer, Guess, reported earnings of 30 cents a share, which beat Wall Street expectations of 26 cents a share, and that stock is up this morning too. And then last but not least, one of my favorite companies, Hormel. Hormel, which is the maker of Span Cam meat and Denty Moore stew and turkey burgers, reported earnings of 48 cents a share, and analysts were looking for only 42 cents a share. And they say Spam sales and turkey burgers are way, way up, and that is what increased their profit this quarter. But it looks like that stock is going to be up, and it looks like the whole market as a whole, though, is going to be down about 90 points just right off the bat as measured by the Dow. But we'll see what happens before the end of the day.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Mark Myers with Stern AG & Leach. You can see him at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, or call him 479-782-2527. And I guess we just need to keep eating our turkey burgers, right, Mark?
Yeah, and spam.
And spam, too. Have a great day, Mark.
You too.
Thanks.
Take care.